We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, seven lines from the bottom, and more to the end of the line. Hey Ma'aseh Kadam. That means we have two Ma'aseh. We have a Ma'aseh in our Mishnah that the first thing is to run up the Kavesh. Something happened. Someone fell off and broke a foot. And the second Ma'aseh was that now Gemara brings up from a Braisa that someone actually got killed from this race up the Kavesh to do the Terumas Hadashen. And the Ma'aseh after these two Ma'aseh, they were misakin to do a lottery. So Mar's kasha is, hey Maisa Kodim, which Maisa was first? Ilay Mashvichas Damim, if the first Maisa that happened was the Shvichas Damim, hashta Shvichas Damim loy tekinu paisa, and it's regular tekinu. So if they didn't, were misakin a lottery after they saw a murder, so I think they're going to be misakin after someone broke his foot? So Ella must be the Nishwa Ragla Kodim. Given the tekinu, so if that was first, it said in our Mishnah that after they saw someone broke his foot, they were stacking a pious, a lottery. Given the tekinu pious, Amis, my Vitayo. If they were stacking a pious, what was the story of four Amis where someone got killed? It already wasn't a gay anymore. So what story in our Brisa? It's making one of so. If our Mishnah's first, what's the story in the Brisa? They already had a lottery. Terrence is the case of the Brisa was first, so if they should have been stacking right away. Waiting for someone to break his foot to be stacking? If they weren't worried about Shvich's Dom, why would you do it afterwards? So we say, "Loi lom shvichas damim kodem." Betzem shvichas damim happened first. And we kara sav akroy ba'amu. They thought, "Oh, it's dam akroy. It was something happened. A mikra. You know, it was a fluke accident." But kiven the chazi afilu meila says, "So even without this accident, it's a fluke accident. It's not akroy ba'amu. It wasn't so much. The Ksuva said it's crazy kayin or something." You know, he had a mental illness or something. But here, someone fell off already. It was a mela. It happened a little more naturally. They were misakin a pious. So Taka first was shvichas damim. They were misakin a pious. They thought that was tamah fluke. And lemaisa afterwards, there came someone fell off. They were misakin a pious al sakana falling off the kavash. Now it says by the story of the Ritzicha over there, of the murder, the Omar of Yitzchak Amailas Ulam, Omar Achenu Beis Yisrael, Shimu, Hareo Omer, it says in the Pasuk, Motzi Chala Ba'adama, which is talking about Egla Rufa, where someone dies in between two cities, you're not sure who killed him. And it says, you bring Egla Rufa for Kapara until you find the murderer. So it says, Anal Amil Havia Aleir Ala Azaros. So there's a lot of problems with this memra. First of all, for Yishlayim Basasuy Egla Rufa, is Yishlayim a place where a city which is Chayiv Negla Rufa, Vatanya Sarah Dvar Nem Rishlayim. Ah, I know that's next Mars Kasha. That's what I said right away. It's one of the Kashas. Vatanya Sarah Dvar Nem Rishlayim Zu Achas Mem. There's 10 things said by Rishlayim Chelukim Rishlayim, and one of the things is this: Einoy Mevia Garufa. Top on base, you don't bring a Garufa. Va'oid. It says in the Pasuk Negla Rufa. Einoy Demiyko. You don't know who killed him. Ksiv. Ha Einoy Demiyko. Here you know who killed him. And Tosis has another kasha. He says that Azara is not a city. He says, who should bring the Egla Rufa? The ear or the Azara? Azara is not a city. So Elokei Laharba Yisabchia. It was just to bring out the Hesped, or to bring out the Musar, and not Dafka that really is Medina that is in Egla Rufa. So it says also in the story, the father came running and he saw that he was still a little bit alive. He's taka kapara for you. He said it should be a kapara, but he says the maisa, his son is still alive and he wants to take the knife out to shouldn't become tame. So the bride says lamed lamdcha. So kasha aleim taharas kelim yis b'shirazom. It's even here that taharas kelim was more important to them. More than Shvichas Dam. What? It's not clear what he meant by that, but he's saying is, like Rashi says, that the Misa should be Mechapa on you. It should be a Kapara for the Kahanim, that his Misa should be a Kapara. It's a little Shveh because someone killed him, but I guess the other Kahanim weren't shoulder kid. They weren't at fault. It was just one Kayin, but he said this should be a Kapara. He was being Mechapa the things. It should be a Kapara. That Rashi says, Misasoi. The Misa should be Mechapa on you. And but the Maisi said, but look, take out the knife. So, Bayaluhu, what's the Pshat of here? Shvichas Damhu Dazal was murder cheap by them, about Taras Kem Kami Kaima, and the Taras Kem wasn't the extra special Chumrah. The Taras Kem was regular, but the murder was cheap. Adilma, Shvichas Damhu Kami Kaima. Or maybe just the Tyre of Kim was very common to them. That's why he said such a thing. When he said such a thing, we see It was more important the klisharas karen tame than the actual murder. But what's the pshat? Is the pshat because murder was cheap, or because the klisharas was very important to them not to become tame? So Gemara brings a raya. Toshimam kunos lo tamuda. Since the Gemara brings a pasuk to support this idea that kasha leim taras klisharas damim, it was the pasuk says that murder was cheap. Even here, shvichas dam would dissolve, but taras kelim could kaima kaima. So you see, the taras kelim was one place, and not the shvichas dam. Yeah, you see that shvichas dam was one of those cheap, and taras kelim was where it was. That's even as pasuk. So let's more about it. Tanavon. Okay, new Indian. We're going to talk now more about Shumas Hadeshen and Haitzah Hadeshen and the clothing you wear fit. So there's a halacha, there's two dinim. There's din that you do Shumas Hadeshen. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, it's in Tzav, Pasuk Gimel, says, V'lovash ha'koyim mideh bad, u'mirchasei ba'ad yom v'shav v'sara. You put on your kesonis, you put on your mechazayim, v'hirim es Hadeshen, ash toich ala ish es oylam azbeach, v'samay es azbeach. That's one din Shumas Hadeshen. You take off a shovel full of Hadeshen, walk down the kevesh, put it on the side of the mizbeach. That's the din Shumas Hadeshen. There's another din, the next pasuk, Pasuk Dal, it says, a pasuk is begad. If you take off your clothing, you put on new clothing, and you bring out Deshen, that's called Tzahas Hadeshen. It's Shumas Hadeshen, Tzahas Hadeshen. Pashtos, Fimos Hashanim, Shumas Hadeshen was every day, and Tzahas Hadeshen was only when it got too big. The tapuach got too big, the ashes got too much, they brought it outside the Azara, they brought it outside of Beis Mikdash. But what does it say by Tzahas Hadeshen? It says, a pasha that's begad, take off your clothing and put on new clothing, begad to macher. What does that mean exactly? Tana Rabbanan, a pasha, took my Tzahas Hadeshen, the second step. Tana Rabbanan, a pasha, to the lashon of pasha, a pasha that's begad of, velobash begad to macher, mahiti es Hadeshen. Shemani, kederach yom kapurim. Shapoish a big day kodesh, veloy beish big day chayil. You would think maybe it's similar to Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim, the halacha was that there was five begadim switches, five clothing changes. They went from big day zav to big day lavan to big day zav to big day lavan back to big day zav. So just like they're changing clothing to different type of begadim. So maybe here also, if it's Tzahas Hadeshen, you switch it to a different type. Now, a kohen head doesn't have two types of clothing. So if you're switching it, it's probably big dechayim. So maybe when it says, a pashat that's begadav, a lovash begadav macherim, different begadim, it'll be like similar to Yom Kippurim. And just like there, it's from big dechayim to big dechayim, or big dechayim to big dechayim. Here also, it's big dechayim. Shemoni, big dechayim, which pashat, big dechayim, big dechayim. So here, you'll be lovash big dechayim. Tamaloyimah, it says in the pasuk, it says begadav then begadim. Well, pashas begadav, well, lavash begadim acher. So makish begadim shaloyvesh begadim shapayish. To make a hekish begadav to begadim. The mala halon, just like the first begadim we're wearing, a big day kodesh avkan. The second begadim was a big day kodesh. Him came out tamaloyimah acher. Why did it say acher? Pechusim mihem. It's less than it. It was shvacher clothing. It was shchakim. Like Rashi says, either shchakim, which means worn out ones, or made out of pishta linen that's not so shiny, not so good material. So they had a special clothing that they wore for Tzahas Hadeshen. It was big dekuna, but either it was the old ones, the worn out ones, or it wasn't such high quality begadim. That's what it means. That's what it means for this first bandiyama. Begadim acherim means it's big dekuna, but it's begadim acherim chusmehem. Rabbi Eliezer, Imer, no. Imer doesn't say no, but he says a different drash from acherim. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Acherim Vahoitzi, Limit Ala Kahanim, Zavuyer in Taisis, that he agrees to the drasha that is a hekish, that's Big Day Kaidish, but he darshes Acherim something else. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Acherim Vahoitzi, Limit Ala Kahanim, Bali Mumin, Shakshirim, Lahoitzi Hadeshen. Rabbi Elazar says a chidish, he says, Haitzahas Hadeshen can be done with Bali Mumin, which means it's not a Avoida. Avoida cannot be done by Bali Mumin. So Haitzahas Hadeshen is not a Bali Mum, is not a Avoida, and therefore can be done with a Bali Mum. Someone who has a blemish that makes him possible of avoda, he is allowed to do Hatzahas Hadeshen. That's learned from Acherim. Tanakama doesn't hold of that. So it's like Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer if Hatzahas Hadeshen is avoda or not. Omamah, we just learned. Acherim Pechusimahem. That the feet of Tanakama, we darsh in Acherim means you put on begadim of lesser quality for Haitzahs Hadashim. What's the Pshat? Because the Tanah of Ishmael, like Ishmael explains the Pshat of this. Tanah of Ishmael, V'godim Shabishal Behem Kedei El Rabbi, L'Yerzim Kedei El Rabbi. The clothing you cook with, you don't serve your rabbi. For example, picture a waiter in a restaurant. The cook, who's dirty from all the cooking, doesn't come out and serve the food. That's not B'kavadik. So it comes to Avada for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't use the same clothing for Avada as you use for Tzahas Hashem. You get very dirty from all the ashes. Therefore, you put on a different pair of clothing, a Shvachar pair of clothing. But Avada, according to Tanakama, you need Big De Kahuna. And it's Avada. Can't be done in the Baal Mumin. And Rabbi Yezer, we said, agrees, Al Sahekesh, you need Big De Kahuna, but he holds it's not Avada. So if Machlokes are less than Tanakama, if Tzahas Hashem is Avada. On Rosh Lakish, this Machlokes is more than just by a Tzahas Hashem. It's by a Chumas Hashem. Just like by Yitzhak, Machlekes of Bali Mumin allowed to do it, same Machlekes by Rama, by Truma Sadeshin also will be Machlekes if it's Avayda not, and if Bali Mumin allowed to do it. Rabbi Yechonah would know, Machlekes by Yitzhak, by Rama, Divya Akhoil Avayda, everyone agrees it's Avayda. My time with the Rosh Lakish, what's the time of Rosh Lakish? Of course, Truma Sadeshin is Avayda. What would be the Tzad say it's not Avayda? My time with the Rosh Lakish. On Malach, so Shlakish says, "Isakadat chavaydehi." If you thought it was avayda, yeshucha avayda k'sher b'sher kelim. There avayda that's kosher with just two begadim. Because look at the pasuk. We started off reading the pasuk. It says, "V'lava shakayim midei bad." Well, michnesei bad yilbashal b'sarei. It only says two clothing. You wear the michnesayim and you wear the k'sainis. What happened to the mikbas and the avnei? It doesn't say that. So must not be avayda. It's a Shlakish Rai. It's not avayda. Rabbi Yechonon says, no, Goli Rachmana b'kasoynes u'mechnesayim, v'adim l'mestav v'zavnet. He says, really need all four begadim. The Torah just will gal to you these two, and you'll know automatically all four. Now, why, if it's those two are not dafka, so why we pick these two over here to tell us? So, where's Maishno Hani? Why we tell us these two? The teacher's halacha that says in his psukim. Number one, but Kasoynes says, midei bat, which teaches us, midei kimidasa. It has to be made to size. They couldn't, one kohen couldn't wear a different kohen's ksainis. It had to be custom made suits here. Perfect fit for him. And michasei bad teaches, what do we learn from michasei bad? Because the pasuk says, michasei bad yilbash abasari, it teaches us that that's the first thing abasari. Can you look at Tanya? Menayin shlo yedova koydim koydim l'michasayim. Hey, no, nothing is before the michasayim. The first beggar to put on, the first piece of clothing you put on, a kohen puts on, is the michasayim, is the pants. Shenemar, michasei bad yilbash abasari. Abasari is mashma, there's nothing else abasari besides for this. And now Rosh Lakish learns the two adafka, so how does he know these two drashas? Rosh Lakish says, no, you can do them both. It only says these two because of dafka. Now, I added on extra words, and that's what we learn out these halachas. Rosh Lakish, midoy, kemidah, soim, dafka, yachmanam, losham, midoy. How do we know that has to be kemidah, like to fit? Because it says midoy. Shleidah, v'kayim, mechasayim. How do you know that there's nothing before the mechasayim? Al basari, nafka, the extra word, al basari. So, akaponim, what we're coming out again is that there's a machlekes even with Chumas Hadashan, if it's called Avodah or not. Everyone agrees that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Hadashan is not Avodah, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The shaila is the machlekes also by Chumas Hadashan? Rabbi Shlakish says Rabbi Eliezer holds also by Chumas Hadashan that it's not Avodah. Why? What's his raya? Because it only says to wear two clothing, two begadim. And according to the Tanakama, that's partial that Chumas Hadashan is Avodah. Zot Gemara, Neymar Ketanoi. Maybe it's a machloikis tanoi. We'll make a schala on this. I don't know if we'll finish up. We'll see. Neymar Ketanoi. It says in the pasuk al besari. Matam aloima yilbash. Why does it say yilbash? Lohavi mitznefes ba'avne laharama. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. There's a drash in the pasuk. What's it? Lavash akayim mine bad. Omicha say bad yilbash al besari. Why do I say the word yilbash again? It's going on v'lavash. V'lavash v'kayim midei bad. U'michna say al-basari. Michna say bad al-basari. Why is it yilbash? So the Rabbi Yehuda Darshan, the extra word yilbash, teach us that that's being marbe, the two begotten. It means he wouldn't say a pashat, but the pasuk is being marbe. Rabbi Da'isa, no. Yilbash is teaching something else. The rabbis be the kohen gadol, be yom kippurim, shekshayim the kohen headed. He says yilbash is being marbe, and make a hekesh. It says yilbash also by the kohen gadol. That's where it says yilbash was. The lashon by kohen gadol is uksoynes bad kodesh yilbash. So the rashi yilbash that big day kohen gadol yom kippurim are kosher for kohen headed all year round. So Rebbe doesn't like that. Omer Rebbe, stay chuvis bedava. Chada da avneta shekayin gadol loizel avnei shekayin head. First of all, they can't wear the same clothing because the kayin head that's avnei all year round was kalayim, and the kayin gadol's avnei was butz, was only linen. So you can't use his clothing because it's not the right clothing. Number two, v'oy begadim shenashtemesh shem kedusha chamura. Use it for yom kippur. Shabbos kedusha kala. Use it for head that can't be. Zelamat hamalam yilbash. The rabbi is a shchokim. To memarba. Shchokim to marba things that are worn out, clothing that are worn out. And the Gemara will go further and try to say that this machlokes is maybe a machlokes for zavoida or not. And Meitzah Shem on tomorrow's share will restart this Gemara and continue vayta.